The Mystery of the Sunny Stone. Mia and Leo loved solving nature mysteries. One chilly morning, they visited Sunnybrook Park. Near the pond, they found something strange. A tiny lizard sat very still on a stone. "Is it sleeping?" whispered Mia. "Or is it frozen?" asked Leo. "A faster friend." Just then, a rabbit hopped out from behind a bush. Hop, hop, hop. The rabbit looked warm and fluffy. It twitched its nose and bounced through the grass. "How can the rabbit move so fast when it's cold?" Leo asked. "And why is the lizard not moving?" Mia wondered. This was a real science mystery. Ranger Nina walked over with a smile. "The rabbit is a mammal," she said. "Mammals usually have hair or fur. They breathe air. Baby mammals drink milk from their mothers." Mia looked at the rabbit's soft fur. "So rabbits are mammals?" Mia asked. "Yes," said Ranger Nina. "And so are people." "Mammals are warm-blooded," Ranger Nina explained. "That means their bodies can make their own heat. Even when the air is cold, a mammal works hard to stay warm inside." Leo hugged his jacket. "So the rabbit stays warm from the inside?" "Exactly," said Ranger Nina. Mia looked back at the lizard. "What about the lizard?" "Lizards are reptiles," Ranger Nina said. "Reptiles are cold-blooded animals." Leo gasped. "Does that mean it is freezing?" "No," Ranger Nina smiled. "Cold-blooded animals do not make much heat inside. Their temperature changes with the air and sunlight around them." A sunbeam touched the stone. The lizard blinked and slowly lifted its head. Soon it scampered across the rock. "The sun helped it warm up," said Ranger Nina. "Warm-blooded animals make heat inside. Cold-blooded animals get much of their heat from outside." Mystery solved. Science. Element. Mammals are animals that usually have hair or fur, breathe air, and drink milk as babies. Most mammals are warm-blooded. They make body heat inside and keep a steady temperature. Lizards, turtles, frogs, and snakes are cold-blooded. Their temperature changes with the air or sunlight around them. Simple idea. Warm-blooded animals make heat inside. Cold-blooded animals get much of their heat from outside.